fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 29th of October. It is Firearms Monday. Our prepper tip of the day, if you want to have the highest quality rechargeable AA and AAA batteries, check out EnnyLoop. They're made by Panasonic. That's Echo, November, Echo, Lima, Oscar, Oscar, Papa, EnnyLoop batteries. They're rechargeable 1,000 times. I've been using them for more than 10 years. Had great success. We got some for sale there at my website under shop. Check it out. Take questions, calls, and comments. We got a caller on hold here. The call number is 800-313-9443. We got Dan in Missouri. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, John. You know, since the laws changed here in Missouri this year, I've been carrying concealed since the first of the year, and there's no permit required, correct?
Yeah. So you're too cheap to pay $100 for a permit before?
I didn't want my name on that list, and I was probably on it anyway. No, I wasn't too cheap. It just bothered me that I had to get a permit to protect my life, you know, so I just didn't. But anyway, the point I'm getting
I wouldn't have said that if you weren't my friend, but I agree. And a lot of people over the years, they've told me that my permit is the Second Amendment of the Constitution, and my response before January 2017 was, well, be ready to defend that in a court of law with a very expensive attorney.
I'm getting to that right quick here.
Okay.
I stumbled on some YouTubes or some ads on the internet, I guess, about, you know, even if you use your gun in a totally justified manner, and there's no criminal charges, you can still come up under civil charges that, and end up being found totally innocent during the civil case, it can financially destroy you. So I found this outfit called USCCA that's supposed to defend you in civil cases or criminal cases. You've heard of them, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, I looked through it on their website thoroughly, I thought I did, and I picked a level of protection or whatever that that I thought I could afford. It's right around $30 a month. And I felt I was, you know, doing the right thing so that I wouldn't be destroyed in a civil case. And then I went to a gun show here in town this weekend. And there was a guy had a booth there from a company called U.S. Law Shield. Have you ever heard of them?
I don't believe I have. I'm not positive.
Well, they pretty much put USCCA to shame on what they cover and what they charge. The deal I got with USCCA was like $30 a month, so that was over $300 a year. And they have limits. You pick the coverage that you want limit-wise, how much lawyer fees they'll cover and all that. Well, this U.S. Law Shield out of Houston, Texas, it amounts to $132 a year, and there's no caps. No caps, no limits, no deductibles. So I've got all the information here in front of me. I thought I might bring it to the next meetup. And the guy that I met there covers the state of Missouri, and he's more than willing to even come to a meetup and put on a presentation, answer all the questions. So I thought that might be interesting for a meetup.
Well, it sounds like it would be an interesting presentation. Go ahead and I'm looking at their website now. Sean Dotson is the Director of Member Services, U.S. and Texas Law Shield. If people think they need this protection and they want to get it, they should certainly do so.
Well, what do you think about having protection like this after a person decides to carry?
I think for most people it would be an excellent idea, especially if they live in an area where that's more likely to be an issue, an urban, suburban area, where defending your life with a firearm is more likely to happen. I think, like I say, for most people, most of the time, it would be some peace of mind knowing that they've got that coverage if they ever do need it.
Well, that's kind of what I thought, and then I kind of kicked myself for not doing enough research to see what everything was, not that you can check everything, but, you know, enough shopping to see if I really got a deal. But, boy, this thing is like one-third the cost, and there's no limits on what it'll do for you. They totally cover everything.
It looks like I'm looking at their website. It looks very comprehensive. Absolutely.
It does. Dan, I was impressed.
So, if we've covered that, I want to move on to another part of this discussion.
Go right ahead, sir.
Okay. Let's say you and I, we decide that we want to, let's pick out a group that would be politically correct. Let's say we want to, I need to. There's a group that we have animus towards, and we'll say one-arm paper hangers. We want you, Dan and I want to murder all the one-arm paper hangers in the United States.
Tune in right now.
I think I've picked a non-existent group.
That sounds like it.
I think so. So how do we achieve that goal? Well, one way to achieve that goal would be to make sure that all the one-arm paper hangers were disarmed, wouldn't it?
That would be a good step.
That would be a good start. Okay. But in order to achieve that, we have to unarm everybody. Just to get that one group of people unarmed, we have to unarm everybody, which means we pass a law requiring everybody to be disarmed, which includes the group that we want to murder, the one-arm paper hangers.
So it doesn't look like we're singling them out. Yeah.
Well, so we can achieve our goal.
Sure.
Now, in the meantime, all of us, thousands of members of our group that wants to murder one-arm paper hangers, we all kept our guns. Or we have access to manufacturing new ones. So we can achieve our goal better and more readily once we've passed legislation to disarm everybody, can't we?
Sounds right.
All the gang members who wanted to murder the unarmed paper hangers still have their guns. All the men who have access to well-equipped, or even not so well-equipped, machine shops can fabricate new guns. And therefore, the group at risk, the one-armed paper hangers, will in fact become, well, easy targets. I'm trying to make a point here of the futility, the absolute futility of gun control. You end up disarming people who need to be armed and leaving behind the gang members, the criminals, the clever people who can fabricate guns, who don't have to be terribly clever, by the way. I think anybody with a 90 IQ or higher can fabricate a functioning firearm.
Yep.
And it's futile. It's absolutely futile. Okay, Dan, that's all I got right now, unless you got something else you want to discuss.
Well, not really on this point. I was just really pleased that I come across a much better deal with much better coverage. So it's called U.S. Law Shield. Their website is www.uslawshield.com. And I'm not telling people to run out and do it, but they at least need to look at them before they jump.
It's good to know all your options.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I was impressed. I'm just lucky I found another option.
Now, $11 a month. That's a fairly reasonable dollar amount that most people could afford if they feel they need this.
Well, the other one was right at 30, and it had a cap on it of seemed like 200 or 250,000. This mm-hmm. one's no cap. I've got the brochures. If the guy don't show up this Thursday, I've at least got the brochures that explain it all. By the way, are you coming? Are you able to come this Thursday?
It's totally up in the air right now. I can't make a commitment at this point in time.
No problem. Just wondered.
Okay. Thank you, Dan. Appreciate you taking care of the meetups for us.
Oh, it's a pleasure, John. Give your wife our best, all right?
Thank you, sir. Thank you for the call. Okay, call number is 800-313-9443. Dan's a good guy. He's been sitting in for me all this calendar year, running my meetups down there in Rolla, Missouri. We have a John Moore radio show meetup the first Thursday every month at the Italian restaurant there in Rolla, Missouri at the Benton Square building. It used to be the Benton Square restaurant. Now it's got an Italian name, Dietra Panis, I think is what they call it. Thank you, Dan, for doing that. The topic of firearms legislation will be around for many decades into the future. That's not going to go away. It will not. And we got some breathing space here. I remember I got to the point during the Obama administration, I was doing a little. In fact, calendar year 2016, I had more concealed carry students than I'd had in any previous year, going back to when concealed carry first became the law in the state of Missouri. And I use 22 caliber ammunition in my classes, and I go through, if I've got a class of 20 people, I'll go through, more than 1,000 rounds of ammunition in one afternoon. So it was a struggle to get ammunition. And I got to the point where one of my nieces lived in a community where there was a Bass Pro Shop, and she worked right down the street from there. I was even asking her to check on a regular basis when that Bass Pro location may have some .22 caliber ammunition. I was desperate to get ammunition, and I could buy it at a three times retail. That was not hard to do. Pay $60 for what should have cost $20. That was not difficult, but to buy .22 caliber ammunition at normal retail prices was next to impossible. There were men and women who were trolling, I guess you could say, the Walmarts, determining the day and the time that ammunition would arrive. And they'd literally be standing there waiting for the doors to be unlocked to get inside the premises of the Walmarts to buy the .22 caliber ammunition, which they would then take and resell. There were hundreds of men and women all over the country doing that. It was desperate times for common ammunition. Well, we got some breathing space now. It's refreshing to go back into Walmart and see the ammunition shelves fully stocked. Fully stocked. It had not been that way for years under the reign of the communist, socialist, Democrat Hussein Obama. And the woman really running the country, the communist Muslim who was running the country. It had been that way for years. Well, now we got some breathing space. And it's time to catch up. If you deplenish your stocks of ammunition, it's time to replenish those stocks of ammunition. It's not a time to back off from being active, proactive. Now, we all heard, we all know the NRA. The NRA is known to most people in this country as a pro-gun organization, which it is. Now, I know more about the politics of the NRA than most people do, and it's and the name of the woman, by the way, who was running the country back then was Valerie Jarrett, the socialist, communist, Democrat running the country while Hussein Obama was playing golf. Her name was Valerie Jarrett, and she's still working with Hussein Obama at that very large home about a mile away from the White House. Regardless, there's other groups that have great value. Gun Owners of America. I believe Gun Owners of America is better than the NRA when it comes to understanding and moving forward on the real issues concerning firearms legislation. I truly believe they are. Another group that's even less well known is JPFO, Juno, Papa, Foxtrot, Oscar, Jews for the Preservation of Firearms Ownership. I knew the first founder and president of it pretty well on a first-name basis. I worked with him to produce a video for the JPFO. It's a small group, but the work they've done is cutting edge. I'm going to see if I can get to their website here real quick. JPFO. And here we are. Jews for the Press, and their website is jpfo.org. And let's look at their books. Some of their publications have been really cutting edge. Okay, you got there's the bookstore. If you can only buy one book and it's out of stock, there may be copies. They need to get this thing back in print. Gun control, and they're the publisher of it. Gun control, gateway to tyranny. Gun control, gateway to tyranny. It is shocking. It's accurate. It's historically accurate. It's a document that would not be in existence if it had not been for JPFO researchers and writers. Well, here's what they did. Now, they did what's called a Freedom of Information Act request, a FOIA, F-O-I-A, Freedom of Information Act request. To the Library of Congress. They already knew what they were looking for, but they needed documentation. And they found out that the Connecticut senator at the time put in a request to the Library of Congress for an English translation of the 1938 Nazi gun control laws. And he got it. He got the English translation of the 1938 Nazi gun control and laws. And then he wrote his own law, which is almost a word-for-word copy of that. It's very devastating. Here's our break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on the frosty morning, look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 29th of October. Well, getting back to this book, and this is incredibly important. I hope you can get a copy of it. Maybe I should call JPFO and encourage them to get this back in print, maybe go to print on demand if they need to. United States Senator Thomas Dodd. Now, Thomas Dodd was present, and I'm not sure what his job was, during the Nuremberg war crime trials at the end of World War II in Germany. So he had more knowledge about these matters than most people. What he did was he had the Library of Congress translate the 1938 Nazi gun laws for him at his request. Now, this book, the title of it, once again, and the author is Aaron Zellman. Aaron and I were on a first-name basis at one time. He's now deceased. He was the first leader of Jews for the Preservation of Firearms Ownership. The title of the book is Gun Control, Gateway to Tyranny. Gun Control, Gateway to Tyranny is what I meant to say. Dodd got this translation And he took it and made very slight changes, because what the book does, they have the original German text, then they have side by side and facing pages on one side of the page. This is a large format soft cover, by the way. The German, the page of the law in the English translation of German, and then the corresponding page of the 1968 Gun Control Act. And when you look from left to right and right to left and back and forth, you pretty quickly realize you're looking at the same document with minor changes. That's what you're doing. I mean, when I say minor, very slight, very minor changes. The Gun Control Act of 1968, as opposed to the Nazi German weapon laws that were passed March 18th, 1938. 30 years apart. Now, because of my career and the connections I've had over my lifetime, I've belonged to a number of professional associations involving investigators and law enforcement and so forth, and I've got to know some of these men. I was in the office of a Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms manager, and we were having a very pleasant conversation, and he offered and gave me a copy of the Gun Control Act of 1968. And I accepted it, and I'm looking at it. And this took place, I'm going to say, about 18 years ago or so. 18, 20 years ago. I don't know when it was. Doesn't matter. And I said to him, I said, are you aware that this is a virtual word-for-word translation of the 1938 Nazi gun laws? He didn't respond. I asked him a second time. He still didn't respond, but I could see he was uncomfortable and possibly getting angry. The third time I asked him, he did, in fact, respond in an angry manner. He said, yes, John, I know, so what? That was his response to my confronting him about making his living, most of what he did in his career, as a Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives agent, high-level agent in a supervisory position, that what he did and all the men and women that worked for him did when it came to firearms, almost all of it had to do with carrying out the dictates, the laws of the 1938 Nazi gun laws. This is something Americans need to know. They need to know it right now. And we're right at half a century, aren't we? For half a century, the United States of America has been enforcing the word-for-word equivalent of the 1938 Nazi gun laws. Ironically, the 1938 Nazi gun laws only lasted about 7 years when the Third Reich collapsed in 1945. 7-8 years. And we've had the Nazi gun laws here for right at half a century. It was the half century mark is this year, 2018. How ironic is that? Well, people need to know this. You need to get a copy of it. I am way too busy with all the things I've got to do. I don't know the current leader of JPFO. Maybe I should get to know who that person is. Here's our break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We're continuing our Energy Cleaner promotion, which began August of 2016. In this promotion, you get to buy an Energy Cleaner $70 off retail and a mattress pad 10% off retail. $200 of the purchase price of the Energy Cleaner goes to Republic Broadcasting. This is a great way to help get Energy Cleaners out to people who need them and have some financial issues to deal with. And, of course, a great way to support Republic Broadcasting. Here's what you do. Send in a postcard. My address is John Moore, P.O. Box 201, Davidsville, Missouri. We pick a postcard every 2 weeks. If your postcard is drawn, you get the chance to buy the Energy Cleaner $70 off retail and 10% off the mattress pads. Put your name and your address, your telephone number and your email address on the postcard, and we wish you the best of luck. Thank you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Back, ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 29th of October. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. We're working to get the images posted that we used to have. It looks like we've got, I think most of them have been posted here, of the images from TV shows and movies of continents with new coastlines. It looks like we're getting close to having all of them back up here. There's still some more. I'll be working with my webmaster to get them up there. Ones we have are pretty phenomenal and very important. I was talking to J.B. Wells. I did a brief interview. I will be speaking in Dallas, Texas, by the way, 9th, 10th, and 11th of November at Operation Classified. The one that caught J.B. Wells' attention and many people is the hugely popular TV show Highway Patrol from the late 1950s. I'm looking at this image right now. So the TV show was black and white. approximately 3 by 5 foot map of North America, of the United States, the lower 48. And it's the Navy map. There's no two ways about it. It is the Navy map. And it's a fun project. If you locate an image on a TV show or a movie showing continents with different coastlines, new coastlines, get that screen capture to me, and you get your choice of any of my DVDs, ones I produced myself, including my latest one, the Prague video. So just keeping a sharp eye out. We still don't have a nice, sharp, crystal clear screen capture from the hugely popular TV show NCIS, the director's office. There's an image of North America with different coastlines. Even the fuzzy one we've got, you can see there's no Florida and no Baja California. It's on the wall facing the audience. It's got a gold frame. It has its own light illuminating it. So we still need to get a good crystal clear sharp image of that. So the images we got are at my website at thelibertyman.com. Also my website, you'll find energy cleaners for sale under shop. You'll find energy cleaners. If you have issues with back pain, joint pain, arthritis pain, taking pain meds, that's not good. Get yourself an energy cleaner. Get relief that naturally and healthy way with an energy cleaner. Not getting a great night's sleep? Well, once again, energy cleaner will help you. Only $285 shipping included to American zip codes. Yes, I do take PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. You can send me a check or a money order. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads that go with it. Everything's right there at my website at thelibertyman.com. Toll-free order line, 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. The image on the cover of this book, Gun Control, Gateway to Tyranny, they got some German soldiers that are capturing civilians. This little boy, maybe 8 or 10 year old boy, with his hands up. It's a very sad image, and looks like possibly his mother looking back towards the boy. The subtitle is Proof That U.S. Gun Law Has Nazi Roots by Aaron Zellman, with contributions by attorney Richard Stevens. Rest of the subtitle on the cover here. It says the Nazi Weapons Law of 1938 compared side by side with the U.S. Gun Control Act of 1968. This is incredibly important. Incredibly important. And it says here in red print, currently there are very few copies remaining. Once these are gone, it is not certain when a reprint will be available. Well, I think they need to work with Amazon, quite frankly, and make this print on demand. That would be something to consider. Whatever it takes. Whatever it takes. They need to make this thing available to people. I haven't looked at JPFO's website. I see they're up to speed on the technology, the social media, Twitter and Facebook. They deserve your support. They really do. They need your support. It's a small group. They don't have the massive financial wherewithal that the NRA does, or even the Gun Owners of America. This is a very small group with limited funding. And if you can find it in your heart to donate to them, they'll make very good use of that money, I'm sure. They call themselves America's most aggressive civil rights organization. They are. And it may be counterintuitive to even consider or think about Jews advocating the ownership of firearms. But they do. But they do. Now, I understand, I recognize people have issues with the government of Israel. That's understandable. I have issues with our government getting into unnecessary, illegal, immoral wars, such as the invasion of Iraq, Now, why did we do that? Why did we go to Iraq? Saddam Hussein was hated by the jihadists. There were no jihadists, at least very few, because Saddam hunted them down and arrested them. There were very few, if any, jihadists allowed in Iraq. None of them were allowed. If they came, they came there undercover. Was Saddam Hussein a nice guy? No. You don't get to be the leader of one of those countries over there and be a nice guy. That's not going to happen. He was a tough guy. And he did what he needed to do to rule that country. And quite frankly, considering where in the world that was, he provided stability to that part of the world. He was our ally in that part of the world, going to war against Iran, suffering tens of thousands of dead and wounded. He was our guy. That's what Saddam was. And we invaded that country because, well, why did we invade that? Oh, yes, that's right. The non-existent, make-believe, fantasy nuclear weapons program. That's why we invaded Iraq, of course. Now, I regard Colin Powell as a man of honor. I do, and integrity. I do. And the federal government, and he was Secretary of State, by the way, at the time. The federal government of the United States provided false information to General Powell that he presented to the world in a United Nations forum. False, fabricated, non-existent evidence that Saddam Hussein had a secret nuclear weapons program. You notice after he found out, after General Powell found out that he was made a fool of in front of the entire planet, he didn't stick around too long as Secretary of State, did he? No, he moved on with his life. How humiliating. How humiliating to offer fabricated, make-believe, made a false fantasy evidence to the entire world through the United Nations that Saddam Hussein had a nuclear weapons program. That's why we went to a war with Iraq. Publicly, privately, can you spell a three-letter word called oil? Of course you can. That's why we went to war with Saddam Hussein. Plus, another aspect of it was he was going to no longer trade for oil and dollars. He was going to possibly go to Russian currency, rubles. Something else, I don't know. But that was the real reason. He was going to deviate from what he was supposed to do, which was trade oil for dollars instead of any other currency. I'm going to call her and hold here. We've got Paul in New Jersey. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, John. John, years ago, National Vanguard, you know, that was William Pierce's site. He's the one who wrote the Turner Diaries. They also sold books, and one of the things they did sell was the translation of the German gun laws under the Nazis.
Well, good for them.
And I had read it years ago. I got to try to locate it again. But what I found was when I read it, I thought the gun laws were generally pretty reasonable. They didn't want communists, anarchists, and you know, provocateurs, saboteurs to have guns. They didn't want the mentally ill to have guns also.
Well, there's a problem there. Let me tell you what that problem is. And it goes back to this country to about 1969, 1970. First of all, who determines mental illness? That's a key thing. I recall a story, an American male was being interviewed by a psychiatrist who grew up in India. And the American man was talking about how he made several women, which, of course, in the common parlance means that he had a relationship with them, possibly sexual in nature. The Indian psychologist thought that the man was telling that he had actually fabricated women, made them.
Mm-hmm.
But in the, I don't know how old you are, Paul, but I recall this, the homeless problem in the United States was caused overnight when we emptied out all the insane asylums. What they thought at the time was, we can save all this money by just giving these people a check every month and having a prescription for medications, and we'll just turn them all loose. And that's what they did. We had an instant nationwide homeless problem that began almost half a century ago and continues to this day because we turned loose the crazy people onto the streets thinking, oh, they can get an apartment, they can take care of themselves. No, they can't. But once again, who determines who's insane and who isn't? This has been used by the communists in Russia for decades. If you get sideways with the belief system of the people in power, they declare you insane and lock you up. That's a big problem there, Paul. Go ahead.
It's kind of what's happening on Facebook and elsewhere today of any dissenters, and their dissenting opinions can be declared either mentally ill or or racist, for that matter, is a reason to deny you your First Amendment rights. But my point is concerning the Nazi gun laws. Like a lot of things the Nazis did, actually, I believe a lot of what they did was rather enlightened and actually quite logical. You know, they cleaned up their food supply and got rid of unneeded chemicals out of food. They had to try to get people to stop smoking for the good of the public health. And so, like I said, the gun laws are similar to what I would say about the gun laws in the state of New Jersey today, just about. And I live in New Jersey, and I think I'm not so happy with every aspect of New Jersey's gun laws. But we have to remember, I'm sympathetic for certain restrictions on guns. I don't want people who haven't proven themselves to be good citizens to get guns until you've proven yourself that you can hold a steady job, that you're responsible, that you have proven yourself a decent citizen. And when I went to apply for a job, guns in the state of New Jersey, I had to have co-signers, people who would basically stand up and testify that I'm a decent citizen. And so and I urge you, maybe you should get the Nazi gun laws and read it on your show sometime. You know,
well,
and then it would be interesting to see the Soviet gun laws.
Right. I can read something like this and make it interesting. Most people can't, but I'm not so sure. I'd rather encourage people to get their own and read it, which there'll be very few that would.
Right.
But I respectfully have to disagree with you, Paul. In 1968, prior to the passage, we had no issues with mass murders in 1968, almost non-existent. There was a few, very, very rare. And any adult in this country, a man or woman, 18 years or older, could buy an AR-15 through the mail and have it delivered to their home with no problem. What we did do in 1968 that we don't do now is we lock up the people who pose a threat to themselves and others. You can't control something like firearms. That can't be done. Just like you can't control drugs. It can't be done. The non-existent make-believe war on drugs will always be a non-existent make-believe war on drugs that just feeds into the coffers, the financial coffers of those who provide a product that the market demands. So I respectfully have to disagree with you. And we may delve into this more, Paul, because it's an interesting topic, isn't it?
Yeah, and like I said, I think on one of your shows you should read segments from the Nazi gun laws. But I think it would be really interesting to see what are the Soviet gun laws at the time and to read about their gun laws. And one thing I do recall out of the German gun laws is that generally anybody who was a government official could have guns. Generally, if you were a reasonable citizen, you know, or had anything to do with the military, you could have a weapon. But they didn't want Jews to have guns, which is understandable when you think of, you know, because the Soviet, the Germans were very well aware of the Jewish role in Soviet Russia, and also they're not assimilating. And as I would argue, the very fact that there is a separate Jews against the, you know, or for the preservation of firearms. Why don't they assimilate and just join the regular Gentiles and not have a separate organization? You see, and
no,
the NRA is not that strong
when it comes to pro-gun work. They really aren't. Paul, thank you for the call. We got another caller on hold. We'll be right back.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Many people write about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. My wife and I both use Extendivite and are very pleased with the results. It has helped to stabilize our blood pressure and to make both of us feel healthier. Good product and goodbye. So far, so good. I've been taking Extendivite 3 times a day, only a short while now, but already I've noticed the circulation in my hands and feet improving. They tingle. I like the idea of taking something herbal rather than pills. I take Extendivite 3 times a day every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here on Monday, the 29th of October. We have a cameo return appearance here of Dan in Missouri. Good morning, Dan.
Rascal. Okay. John, I was talking about that U.S. Law Shield program for our protection if you get in trouble when you're using your gun.
Right.
And I called a guy up that I met at the gun show here in Rolla, Mr. John Fields. And he is more than willing to show up at our meetup this coming Thursday.
Give the time and location.
He'll probably bring another guy from St. Louis. So,
give the time and location, please, so people can get there.
Yes, Benton Square. It's an old brick, three-story brick school building. I think it was built 1919. You remember that number on the building?
Right. No, the address, no.
The address is 6th and Cedar Street, Rolla, Missouri. And we eat dinner at 5. There's no obligation to eat with us, but there's always, you know, interesting talk going on there.
And 5 o'clock then we in get the public dining area. On the
public dining area on the on first, the first floor. Floor, main
right.
floor. And then we get done eating, and we kind of wiggle our way up to the third floor, and you almost need somebody to take you up there. There's not like you're walking around boxes, but there's a couple of corridors you can't talk in up there because of the spa, the health spa, and the masseuses doing their thing. But
right.
once we get into our area up there, we can seat up to 30 or people or so, and we can talk fine, have a nice, yeah. nice interrupted get-together. No. So uninterrupted.
And gentlemen, just be advised, gentlemen, if you bring your wife there and she sees this very nice, very upscale spa where all they do these things that all women love to get done to them, it's going to cost you some money. But so just be advised that that's going to be part of the program.
That's true. That's true. But anyway, I'm not trying to push this thing. It's just a good place to get your questions answered. I would love to see the building, that little area. We can seat, like I said, 30, 35, and I would love to see that fill up so that you guys can get the answers to your questions and do some research before you go there about the other options and then make the best choice for you. This
All right.
is not necessarily a sales pitch. This is information.
Okay, Dan. Well, we appreciate it, and hopefully some people will show up and be able to get some great information at that meeting. It'll be Thursday this week, Thursday at 5 dinner, 5 p.m. in the public dining area, meeting at 6 p.m. In the third floor meeting room at the Benton Square building there.
And on 6th and Cedar. Yep.
6th and Cedar, right. Well, that's great, Dan. Thank you for the call. We appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. Maybe we could mention, or you could mention this as your show progresses through the week, so if somebody misses this show, they can hear it.
Well, call up and remind us. It wouldn't hurt. I get busy.
That'd be great. Thank you, John.
Okay. Thank you, Dan. Let's pray for Jimmy Gensling and his family. Jimmy's struggling with pancreatic cancer. It's been a challenge. This man has been through a lot. He's got a lot more to go through. And prayer is powerful. I know we've got hundreds of you praying for my darling wife, Dr. Marianne Moore, and it's a struggle for her, and prayer is powerful, so let's just get those prayers in. That's it for the day. Get your medical supplies, your energy cleaning, your essential oils now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Please do a fun, safe, productive day, and God bless America.
Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle, feeds our body with the nutrients we need to keep healthy. Just listen to what Arthur had to say.
I was just telling you, tell you what a great product you have. I could use this about 10 years ago after I had congestive heart failure. And it fixed me up and got me going for the last 10 years. Lately, I've been having heart trouble again, so I placed another order because this was the only thing that ever worked. And I just wanted to let you know that you have a great product. Thank you very much.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.